A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. We know that all things work together for the good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord. My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy. Look, answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes that I might not sleep in death. Lest my enemies say I have overcome him. Lest my foes rejoice at my downfall. O my soul, Señor, God in kind. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. Let me sing to the Lord, he has been good to me. My hope, O God, is in your mercy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, but we ate and drank in your company and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at the table of the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see in the Gospel, it's pretty strong, and in the reading to Paul, it's filled with hope. Greatness and struggle at the same time. But Jesus is clear. I mean, here they ask people very clearly. They ask Jesus, who is God, the judge of the universe, and they say, is there only a few that's going to be saved? And Jesus said, yes, exactly what he says. He says, enter through the narrow gate. But you got to remember, Jesus says, I am the gate. So the narrow gate that we need to enter is Jesus. And then he says, some strive to enter through that gate. And he says, some will not have the strength to do it. Because the strength that he's calling us to is the strength of surrender of our lives. Right? When we go back to that first reading, when it says that we don't know how to pray, God prays within us. But how many of us come to church and we pray the way we want to pray? This is the way I pray. This is the way I'll always pray, and this is the way I'll pray till I die. That means you're in charge. Isn't that nice? The Spirit has to be in charge. Are you and I weak enough or strong enough to surrender ourselves to let God pray within us? Because that's the narrow gate. If you and I try to do it ourselves, we're not going to make it, even if you go to daily Mass. We need to surrender more. Because we don't know how to pray, but he does. We enter through the narrow gate, which is Jesus. Not you, not me. So let's surrender more and enter the narrow gate. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.